Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Do you like feeling naked, exposed, vulnerable? Then you must love your traditional insurance policies. When it comes to insurance coverage, you might be walking around naked right now without even realizing it. Kind of like that recurring dream where you're back in high school. X insurance policies are specifically designed to cover the list of things that are often excluded by homeowners, business, or professional liability policies. Things like backyard trampolines, sexual harassment claims, or moonlighting activities that could leave your personal assets exposed to frivolous lawsuits. Put an end to indecent exposure. Cover your exclusions and personal liabilities with X insurance. Get a free policy quote at xinsurance.com. Purchase your policy online or call 800-488-5707 to talk to an underwriter. That's xinsurance.com or call 800-488-5707. X Insurance. Factor it in.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there was any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Fly ball to right center. It's deep on the run. Almora. Almora dives and makes an incredible catch.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Coach Fitz and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions return to Ryan Field this fall for 5 Big Ten home games. Act now to secure the best seats. Season tickets on sale at NUSports.com. Game 2 of a 4-game set between the Cubs and Giants tonight at Wrigley. Manager Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins today why he likes having a different lineup every night.
This will benefit us by the end of the season. By being able to rotate guys in and out like this, good players, then here comes August, September, you should be in good shape to be rested and make a nice run.
So John Lester gets the start for the Northsiders tonight. Johnny Cueto for San Francisco. The Cubs have struggled against Cueto in the past, with only Chris Bryant and Addison Russell averaging higher than .220 against the righty in their careers. Pregame with Mark Gordy starts at 5:30 here on 670. The Score, Theo Epstein coming up on Bernstein and Goff at 5. White Sox are 3-5 so far on their 10-game road trip. Southsiders in Arizona again tonight to take on the Diamondbacks. Dylan Covey gets the start For the Sox, he's hoping the eighth time's the charm as he tries again for his first win on the year. Patrick Corbin will start for Arizona. First pitch from Chase Field tonight at 8:40. Bears OTAs have wrapped up at Halas Hall for the day. Quarterback Mike Glennon spoke to the media for the first time since the Bears drafted quarterback Mitch Trubisky.
I'm here. This is my year. And the meetings are geared around me. Now, you know, am I going to help Mitch as much as I can? Definitely. I'm going to be a great teammate. But my job is to win football games for Chicago Bears. And that's where my head's at.
Josh Sitton and Willie Young sidelined with injuries today. Wide receiver Kevin White also did not take part, but head coach John Fox says he is not dealing with another injury. Also wouldn't say whether or not he will take part in OTAs in the future. Some rules changes
today. That means
today.
Kevin White's leg fell off.
I know.
That's what that means. If they tell you that he's not hurt, that means not only did his Maserati get jacked, they took his kneecaps with it.
Then why didn't he practice?
The Bears. The Bears already being the Bears. It's not even summer yet. They're already doing this.
This has like four wins and fired coach all
over. Yes, yes.
It really does.
And then the really good quarterbacks are going to come out next year and be like, we can't draft one. We took this guy.
Traded everybody for him. Awesome. This is going to be.
Thank you for ruining our day,
this
Julie.
This is four wins and everybody fired.
You brought us the death that is the Bears. Thank you, Jules.
Sorry, man.
No, it's all good.
It's my job.
It's all good.
Some rule changes today from the NFL. Among them, overtime will now last only 10 minutes instead of 15, and teams can carry 90 players into the final preseason game. In the NBA, game four between Cleveland and Boston tonight. Cleveland leading the series 2-1. Isaiah Thomas out for the remainder of the season with a hip injury. In the NHL, game six between Pittsburgh and Ottawa. Pens leading the series 3-2. Winner gets the Predators in the Stanley Cup final. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Billy Goat Tavern. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants at 5:30 right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
If you're a Sox fan, there's not been a lot to smile about. Even with the sale trade, a lot of people are grumbling. Oh, I don't know, these guys, he's a damn good pitcher still. But the process of it, to go out and make this move and it not be for a 27-year-old Cuban, this has to feel like a new vibe, a new surge of energy, for even for the people who feel like they're halfway in it.
There's so many positives. First of all, they cut the check.
Yeah.
And so for anybody who's, they don't spend money, they cut the check because it was a smart check to cut. And reports said St. Louis bid more. Yeah. The White Sox won the pitch.
Yeah.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Amin El Hassan. All right, fix the Bulls.
Good luck. Look, this thing needs, I would say, a top-to-bottom overhaul. You need a culture change. You need regime change. And at this point, given where it's at, it's pretty hard to say I'm going to hold on to Jimmy Butler. 2 years ago, when I told them they should have blown it up, if they had started then they would have been fine, right? With Jimmy Butler on the contract and the draft pick that they had and the cap space that they had, they had started that process earlier, they would have been in a much better place today. But they held on and they paid the price for that, and so now you're kind of in this weird limbo where you're not good enough to win anything meaningful, and you're also not going to get any better, and also you're not bad enough to get a really great draft pick. You're just kind of stuck in the middle.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Talked a little basketball with Amin El Hassan yesterday at 5 o'clock. Today at 5 o'clock, we'll talk to Theo Epstein. I think you've heard of him from the Chicago Cubs. We'll talk to him at 5, so that should be fun. And we talked a little Sox yesterday. And Dan, I want to throw some numbers at you.
I like numbers.
You like numbers. I know you do. All right. This catcher's rank among Major League Baseball catchers with a minimum of 100 plate appearances is first in average, first in on-base percentage, second in slugging percentage, and has a 941 OPS, which is second amongst all catchers in the MLB.
Currently a
current catcher. 360 average, 476.
Josh Bagley. You knew that was coming.
476 OBP, 465 slugging, 941 OPS. Who am I talking about, sir?
Go ahead and look the numbers. Is it?
It's. You do that. No, I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let you.
I'm going to let you cook for a couple of seconds here.
You should.
We're watching you. If you're watching this on the video stream right now and you're looking at Dan's face, he's got that. He's got the gears moving. You can see them turning in his head right now on watch670thescore.com.
My first top of mind would be Posey.
I just know this guy's name. So it's not Posey.
It's not Buster Posey.
Mm-hmm. See, you can watch his face right now. And that watching is brought to you by American Needle. American Needle is a true Chicago original, buy local from American Needle. So it's not Buster Posey. You will never get this name. And of course, he's got local ties, so this should narrow it down for you.
It's local ties, and I won't get the name.
Having a killer first 40 games, man.
This is, you know, because I always play this game. You know the name of my game.
What's that?
Get the hell out of my league leaders.
Oh, which is, I thought this guy would get the hell out of the league by now, to be honest with you.
Because sometimes there are guys who float around in my league leaders who I don't want there, they deserve to be there.
It's on my screen. Tanny, can you see it? Can you see the name on my screen?
I cannot.
Okay. Tanny, do you have a guess? Who am I describing right now?
Tyler Flowers.
My man. Tyler Flowers is first in average.
Is he back on the stuff?
That's the first thing I thought, and I hated it.
He took a rip.
I know, 50 games, right? Yeah. First in average, first in OBP, second in slugging, second in OPS. Minimum 100 plate appearances. Tyler Flowers is killing the baseball for the Atlanta Braves. Shout out to my guy, Grant McCauley, who covers them for 92.9 The Game, my former station.
Tyler Flowers threw that
up there because I was actually, it's funny that Tanny put the Chris Sale comment in the rejoin, and I didn't know he was going to do that because I was thinking about, like, you know, all the grumbling that people have been doing about Chris Sale. And then I was like, you know what? What about some of these other guys that they just you know, the Sox are like, all right, we're not good with you. You're probably not good. What happens to them? You know, baseball has a weird way of, like, spin cycling everybody. Guys bounce from city to city to city, and then they catch on somewhere.
DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, exactly. Tyler Flowers is right there killing it right now for the Braves. When's the last time the White Sox had a catcher you could respect? Like, as a man. No, I'm saying as a player.
Whether
as
or not Carlton Fisk is in the cornfield or not. You know,
When's the last time? I remember when they got Charles Johnson in the trade. I'm like, they got Charles Johnson. And he was all right for the Sox. He wasn't Marlins Charles Johnson.
I saw him in A-ball.
I know you did.
And I thought, ooh, boy.
Nasty.
This is something.
Control the running game and also can call one.
I mean, hitting the ball 430 feet. I mean, the guy was a monster.
And, of course, they got the Zachs in the pipeline now, Birdie and Collins. And maybe, you know, maybe Collins would be that guy. But when's the last time the Sox had a catcher?
It was like Josh Paul and Mark Johnson.
A ton of them since I was a kid, man.
And, you know, Karkovic was
good. He was decent.
Throw, and for a while, actually, was more athletic.
I mean, guys, are you on drugs right now, both of you?
You forgetting a guy?
Who?
AJ?
Oh, yeah. Are you on drugs right now? Yeah, AJ was
good. You on drugs, Golf?
My bad, you're right. AJ was good. Damn, Tanny. You had to come down.
Offensively.
Like, first I was like, I wonder if they're building up to that. I'm looking at Shep, and he's like, yeah, what's their problem?
I totally forgot about AJ Pruszynski.
He's a good hitter, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to play radio for
you. I'm not going to let you screw up the record books of the 05 World Series.
Shout out to Doug Eddings. No, I totally forgot about AJ Pruszynski. And Hawk is going to kill me because of that now. That's like forgetting.
Well, not because of that.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. He'll actually curb stomp me for that. He won't kill me, actually. But nah, if you're gonna forget about AJ Pruszynski, you're gonna be kicked out of the Sox fan club. But yeah, Tyler Flowers doing his thing for the Braves, killing the baseball.
Right,
and immediately I thought of Dr. Pee-Pee.
Yeah, because the Braves are a weird team. They're talking about the land of misfit toys.
Old and young.
Yep.
There's nobody in the middle.
Yep.
They got old dudes.
Bartolo Colon and Barry Dickey.
They got old dudes, and then they got Dansby and those dudes as well. And then beautiful new ballpark that's stopping construction all over the place.
Yeah, you wonder if the old dudes have outlier seasons. Although, did you see that this year, the collective war of all players 35-plus?
Mm-hmm.
Pitchers and hitters. Like, you're talking about Lackey?
Mm-hmm.
What is it? The age divide in MLB has never been greater. Like, the drop-off.
Mm-hmm.
And you can speculate.
You saw that Ringer piece, right? Did you see the piece on the Ringer?
Tell me where it was.
Yes.
So you speculate whatever you want. But
what's happening with baseball right
old
now?
Old players are bad.
Dying off. Yeah, there was a piece in the Ringer. I'll go to my Twitter right now. I think I threw it out there the other day when it was
when it was fresh, hot off the presses. But yeah, the Ringer did something on players 35 and up as opposed to what's happening with the youth movement in baseball. Wasn't it just last year, too, Shep, we were talking about how at least a third of the war leaders at some, like halfway through the season, were 25 or under a couple of years ago? I think it wasn't last year, it was a couple of years ago. It was last year, right? Where yeah, 25
when you had,
and
like,
under.
Machado
was,
and Bryant and
right,
Trout.
Dominating
that was
the game.
The cutoff.
Yeah, dominating the game. Bryce Harper, of course, you know, those
well,
dudes.
Not last year so much. He was this year he's back
so it
to
must have been 2 years ago then must have been 2 years ago like the at least half of the war leaders were 25 years or younger, and how we talked about how it was good for the game, how they should market to the younger fan with, hey, look, a lot of our play, Josh Donaldson has a crazy haircut, and Josh Donaldson's got wild shoes, he's a different kind of cat, and
there's
also
an
he's an awesome player.
They're aware now. It used to be the old hoary wisdom was, well, you know, you don't really get your prime till age 32, you get around the league a couple times, and no, that it still matters being more elastic and being able to track a 98 mile an hour fastball enough to snap those hands through the zone. Youth is more important. And then what is complicating everything are the contracts. The teams are incentivized to bring guys up and let them roll and have them under contract control, mm-hmm, and be good and young and not have to pay some of these massive veteran salaries and worry about 10 and 5 guys. I mean, look what Ryan Braun is going to do to keep the Brewers from doing what the idea of 10 and 5.
When are they going
to
trade him?
He's got to
do his thing on it, but like he's going to be a guy that has an awesome career, obviously, you know, helped out by performance enhancing drugs, but have an awesome career, be in one place for a very long time and having done nothing in the playoffs or having really not, you know, been to the playoffs very often. Like there's a lot of guys like that, but wouldn't you think after a while, like, hey, or maybe some guys don't want that smoke. You know, some guys don't want that life of having to play for a contender every single year or be in the midst of a crazy postseason race every single year, the pressure that comes along with that.
That's back to our Kevin Durant discussion of how's a guy wired and what's okay and what do they want. But Ryan Braun would be an ideal Dodger at this point, right?
Yankee?
I think the Yankees are still trying to figure out how good they really are. I don't know what they expected to be. But
I don't know what they expected Aaron Judge to be, but ooh-hoo, that dude, that catch that he made a couple of nights ago, I mean, that's 6'7", 280 pounds, laying out and striding like a 220-pound athlete. And he's, I guess the four-letter network has him on the front page, and there's some gum-chewing superstition. Like, he's a different kind of cat, too.
Did you
like,
see
he's
him
a fun
on
dude.
The Fallon bit?
No, I did not. Okay. I don't watch Fallon.
I don't either.
I don't get a chance to catch
him. I don't watch any of it. But, yeah, but when something shows up in the Twitter feed and somebody says, hey, take a look at this, this is funny, I'll click on it. And Aaron Judge was in New York, I don't know if it was Central Park or somewhere in New York, set up at a TV desk wearing a suit,
mm-hmm,
and he was talking to fans about the Yankees. And they were having self-described Yankee fans over there sitting next to him, and he was asking questions about Aaron Judge. And nobody knew he was Aaron Judge. Even when he stood up, and he held up a picture of Aaron Judge. He held a picture of himself in uniform. He said, some people think I look a little like Aaron Judge. And the people are like, yeah, you do a little. And he's literally holding the picture.
Yeah.
And then he put a Yankee hat on.
It won't be for long.
And it took it. He stood up and people, it was the moment they overcame the context and actually realized he was Aaron Judge. Like a woman just hugged him and the other guy's like, oh, no way, man. But it just took them. It took them so long to understand how many guys who look like him who are also 6'7".
I mean,
he's standing right there, mm-hmm, talking to you. Mm-hmm. Come
got,
on.
Got
people.
A big smile, too. That won't be long, though. That won't be long. New York is in the process of embracing him, and he'll get his, you know, he'll get his endorsements. He'll
he's
get
got
his
a little
looks.
Blake Griffin to him. The way he carries himself.
Deadpan. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him.
Style, sense of humor. Okay. There's, right. It reminded me of.
I just thought she was going to the light skin thing for a moment there.
His facial expression and the way he gets it. He's
one of the best players in baseball right now.
Just a polished performer in a lot of ways. This is Kyle in Naperville on the Score. Hi, Kyle.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? I know you just mentioned a little bit, touched on it, about Ryan Braun. And basically how he collects a paycheck and he's not really, inspired to go to the playoffs. You guys cannot honestly believe that.
What?
That he just goes, he's not even wanting to get in the playoffs. He's
no, I brought up the fact that some guys don't, you know, that's not the life for them. Some guys don't want that pressure. Is he one of those guys? That was the question.
No. Come on. You're playing at that level and you think these guys don't want to win a ball game?
No, I'm talking about winning the ball games, but the everyday pressures of having to go to post. There's a reason why some people shy away from big media markets. You don't believe that?
Answer
the question, Kyle. Do you think you think that every single player who has ever played a sport wants that pressure?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. That's why they play the sport. They're competitive.
No, loyalty. Not everybody's like
Dude, Kyle, everybody's not cut from that cloth.
Not everybody's wired.
If that was
like
the case, everybody would be special.
So at that level, I think they're pretty special.
Of course. Yeah, compared to us, Kyle, yes. But this is are you serious? Like, you don't think that there are some guys who are okay? Hell, I've had guys tell me that they were fine collecting a check the last 4 or 5 years of their career.
Correct. The 4 or 5 years of their career. Now, you're telling me, I think they're
fine. Oh, so you're backing off your argument now.
No, 4 or 5. I mean, so they have a 20-year career. Of course.
I've had a guy who played NBA basketball for 13 years said after bouncing from city to city, after a while, it was just about the check for him.
Okay, I mean, so there's no loyalty. There's no Ryan Braun loyalty. I would love to
loyalty
with the Brewers. Hey, this is where we started. Let's go win a championship with this squad, with this organization. Or do you just want everyone to go to New York and collect rings?
I'm not. I'm having a tough time comprehending here.
Yeah, what are you being so defensive about?
Not defensive. I'm trying to understand your point.
My point is not everybody's built like that.
That's hard to believe. When you're playing
have you ever been around professional athletes?
You believe some dudes get carried by talent only. You know that, right, Kyle? Like some dudes go into. So Kyle, let me ask you, what do you do for a living, brother? I'm not trying to talk down to you. I'm genuinely asking you, what do you do for a living?
Yep, I'm in sales.
Okay, even better. That's the best. You don't think that there are some guys who are happy having the same account year after year after year and are happy collecting the same commission year after year after year, and then there maybe are guys like you who are like, you know what, I'm going to get new accounts and I'm going to dominate and I'm going to be the highest, you know, grossing sales guy at my business. You don't think there are separations and categories of people like that?
I would, at that level, I mean, that's what separates them from playing Major League Baseball and maybe...
No, that's not true. There are people at every level with different motivations.
Come on, Kyle.
There are some of the greatest athletes in the world who are only doing what they do because they happen to be blessed with the ability to do it at a certain level and don't have the same desire, don't have the same commitment, but they are still able to make a fabulous living,
Kyle,
on their own terms.
Yeah, there are people who do shy away from mass media, like huge media centers and media markets, because they don't want that smoke. They don't want those cameras. They don't want the 40, 50 people in the clubhouse after the games. There are people who like the 3 or 4 that they can call by their first name and not be covered the way big cities cover people. Come on, Kyle. You don't believe that?
Let me ask you this. So you think there's guys just going around collecting paychecks and are okay with, and then they're not hitting postseason?
Yes. In every, wow. every sport.
Every single sport, every sport. On every team.
In every sport.
Wow.
I hate to burst your
I don't know what you
bubble.
Think is going on here, but if you've been in these clubhouses and been around these players and in these locker rooms, you know that these leagues are rife with what you're describing.
Listen to this. All right, so I play professional. I play minor league ball.
Oh, there we go.
Cool.
No, listen. Listen, check this out. And no matter if the team was good or bad, you're out there to win.
Yeah, but here's this,
everybody in the
Kyle. You may have played minor league ball, and that's wonderful. I don't know if you did or not, but I've worked for 5 different minor league teams in baseball and 4 different minor league teams in basketball, and those locker rooms had a ton of guys going through the motions.
So are you claiming the White Sox? I mean, they don't have a legitimate
Every single team has guys that are at least one guy that is just happy to be making the living that he's living.
It. If we're talking that 1%, then that's fine.
I'm talking every single team. You said nobody. You've changed your argument 3 times now.
It's tough.
You said 1% now.
You changed your argument 3 times. Nobody said 1%. You brought up a percentage.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said one person in the locker room.
I said at least.
All right. Well, that's tough to believe. I mean, you're playing
it's not.
Why is it tough to believe?
Human beings are human beings.
Right.
We're not talking
not
about
everybody's built the same way. It's as simple as not everyone is built the same way, no matter how much talent you have.
People in every profession, at every level of every profession, think differently about what motivates them.
This is why we talk about the Kobes and the Jordans and people of that ilk in the way we do. Because you don't do you think that Michael Jordan was the most talented player of all time? There's a lot of guys with talent.
But this has to be a bit. You can't believe what you're trying to argue here. You can't actively not know.
Okay, we're talking one guy on a run.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say just one guy. I'm saying that you have
with Ryan Braun? Is that why, did it get to you, or did I touch a nerve? Because I just use him as an example of a guy who's been around for a very long time. I actually said that he's had a great career, but he's had limited postseason experience, and now that he's got the chance to go wherever he wants, if they want to trade him, he has to agree to it. We'll see if he goes to the Yankees or goes to the Dodgers, but I compared him to guys who maybe, in years past have said, you know what, I don't want that in my life. I don't need that kind of pressure because these checks are going to be the same here in Milwaukee.
No, I'm not a big Ryan Braun fan. I think he wants to build that organization and win within that organization, have loyalty.
Let me tell you something about Ryan Braun. If you think Ryan Braun is loyal because of the organization, don't do that to yourself. Ryan Braun is getting a hell of a lot of money to be in Milwaukee. That's about it.
If you the loyalty to an organization, it's like rereading Matt Christopher books or something. And Kyle, take the blue pill
and
come with us to the real sports world.
Yeah, if that world
thank you
still,
for the call.
Still going, man. God bless.
Wow,
that's not a crazy argument, is it? Like that dudes are built different. Like guys aren't cut from the same cloth.
That people are people.
Right.
That's all.
Like the sales, the fact that he's in sales, he should understand that. How many salespeople are dragging their ass on what they did 3 or 4 years ago in this world?
Do you want me to actually answer that?
I'm just saying. Like there's certain guys who go after the new clients and all those other things. I mean, I don't know. Whatevs. I don't know.
That segment brought to you by PresenceHealth.org. Wow. Stuffy nose, fever, it could be allergies or the flu. At Presence Health, you can schedule same-day appointments so you'll get quick results. Make an appointment today at PresenceHealth.org/findadoc. Coming up at 2:45, Zach Zaidman is going to have the latest from Hallis Hall on the Bears' OTAs the first day and what happened and why we should care. He will tell us on the Score.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10.
Mr. and Mrs. White Sox fan. How's it feel right now? I feel like for the first time in a long time that the arrow of the franchise is pointing up.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Golden State cracked San Antonio again last night to finish off their sweep, and now they're headed to the NBA Finals on a 12-0 postseason run, something that no other team has ever done. And they did not do it in the East. They did it in the much tougher West. And I know the Spurs didn't have Kawhi Leonard, but even if they did, it would not have mattered. May have made it more interesting, maybe, but even with Kawhi, they didn't have nearly the firepower to stay with Golden State. Plus, they're on a mission after blowing that 3-1 lead in the Finals last year against Cavaliers. And unlike Cleveland, who let Boston off the hook in their own house, you have to like the way the Warriors handled their business and closed out San Antonio. No wasted energy, absolutely efficient, and a cold-blooded finish. And now they've got 9 days off, which is really bad news for the Cavaliers, who are still right in the middle of things with Boston. I'm Jim Rome.
Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks. Just our best price right up front. Drive a 2017 Kia Soul, now only $12,900. Right now, a new 2017 Kia Forte is just $10,900. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot during the Kia Summers on Us sales event. Choose no payments for 5 months, plus 0% financing for up to 66 months. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation. Stop shopping. Get our best price right up front. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and grossingerkia.com. That's grossingerkia.com. Stock number A70291, number A70068, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. 90-day deferred payments, plus first 2 months on us, up to $1,000 total, with 1516 for 1,000 finance to well-qualified buyers, expires at month end.
Stop by Lowe's Memorial Day Savings Event and kick off your summer projects early.
Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with a 12-pack of select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/17 through 5/24 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes New York City, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Shop Lowe's and save big during our Memorial Day savings event. You'll find great deals like up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's up to 30% off some of the best brand name appliances to finally help make that dream kitchen come true. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid May 18, 2017 through June 7, 2017. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mitch Trubisky is booed at a Bulls game. What does that tell you about the way the Bears are perceived in this town?
That kid now knows if there's any question what Bears fans thought about the draft, he found out Friday night.
If Jay showed up, wouldn't he get booed? I mean, it's just boo the Bears time.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Calling all Northside baseball fans. Mark down June 3rd for the Hooters Baseball Watch Party in Downers Grove as Chicago plays arch rival St. Louis. Attendees have six chances to win a pair of rooftop tickets to the June 19th game. The first 100 people also receive a framed and signed Game 7 scorecard from the 2016 Fall Classic. We'll have more baseball giveaways and Hooters freebies. Hurry to Hooters June 3rd at 1303 Butterfield Road in Downers Grove beginning at 1:15. Hooters, the original wing joint.
I'm here with Jeff Anderson, president and CEO of Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. Jeff, when your organization has momentum, how does a leader take advantage of that?
Trust is the foundation of leadership. Nothing has been more clearly established. There have been dozens of pieces of research conducted to determine what followers want from their leader, and honesty and trust are always at the top of the list. It sounds straightforward, but takes time and it doesn't happen by accident. The leader must take the first step. I know of one sports leader in town who tells his team, "I trust you, but I need to earn yours. What do you need from me?" When you get it right, the benefits are enormous. It reduces friction in the organization. People give you the benefit of the doubt. Decisions become easier. Passive resistance melts away. You get more done quickly. What leader doesn't want that?
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at Lake Forest MBA.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
Legal advice from a reputable attorney. Send questions you want answered to CBSChicago.com/legal advice and look online for free Legal Fridays with Horowitz, Horowitz & Associates. That's CBSChicago.com/legal advice.
Stop by Lowe's Memorial Day Savings event and kick off your summer projects early. Now save $10 to $40 off paint, exterior stains, and resurfacers via rebate at Lowe's. And also save $10 on a Troy-Bilt gas trimmer, now for just $89. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid 5/17 through 5/31. Exclusions apply. Troy built offer valid 5/10 through 5/15. While supplies last, U.S. only.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
It's 2:33 in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro, Coach Fitz, and the 2016 Pinstripe Bowl champions return to Ryan Field this fall for 5 Big Ten home games. Act now to secure the best seats. Season tickets on sale at nusports.com. Tonight, the Cubs will send John Lester to the mound to take on Johnny Cueto and the Giants. Lester has given up 3 or fewer earned runs in his last 21 starts at Wrigley. Cubs will have their work cut out for them, though, as they face Cueto, who's looking for his 5th win on the year. Ben Zobrist will lead off and play second base today. Wilson Contreras behind the plate. And Ian Happ gets a start in center field. Joe Maddon told Spiegel and Parkins he's going to be careful with Happ.
You don't want to burn him out. Remember what we did last year with Wilson Contreras. We anticipate playing, you know, deeply into the year again. And guys like Ian have not done that before. So when you have that opportunity to do something else, I'd like to do it.
Cubs and Giants tonight from Wrigley. Pregame with Mark Brody starts at 5:30 here on 670 The Score. As for the White Sox, they'll send Dylan Covey to the hill to face Patrick Corbin in Arizona. Covey with a 7.64 ERA in his first 7 starts of the year, so he's hoping to turn that around tonight. First pitch from Chase Field at 8:40. The Bears held their first OTA of the year this morning at Hallis Hall. Quarterback Mike Glennon talked to the media for the first time since he found out the Bears were drafting Mitch Trubisky. Glennon said he was surprised by Trubisky's selection, but said Ryan Pace called him within minutes of the pick and told him that 2017 is his year. Josh Sitton and Willie Young did not participate today due to injury. Wide receiver Kevin White also not taking part in OTAs. In the NBA, Game 4 between Cleveland and Boston tonight. Cleveland leading the series 2-1. Warriors coach Steve Kerr says he's not sure whether he'll be able to coach in the NBA Finals as he continues to deal with complications from back surgery. That's kept him out of the last 10 games. And in the NHL, Game 6 between Pittsburgh and Ottawa tonight, Pens leading the series 3-2. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 228i for only $419 per month for 36 months with no security deposit. $43.44 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at elmhurstbmw.com. And get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight when the Cubs take on the Giants at 5:30 here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Kyle was taking a beating on the text line. Sorry,
yeah,
Kyle.
It was.
This is happening to 773. Every time a free agent signs with a new team, that color must go into a coma, I guess.
That's like what Dexter Fowler was saying. Wait a second. I'm not
Chucks.
A fan.
Chucks.
This is my job. Right. I'm not a baseball
fan. Especially in baseball. Fan. In baseball. Right. The most individualistic of all the sports.
Right. And people bring tennis, up good people, good memories, remembering that Fred McGriff refused to waive a clause in his contract, a no-trade clause, because he didn't want to be traded.
Not everybody wants that smoke.
Fred was very, very happy doing what he was doing for a going-nowhere Cubs team and didn't want to help a brother out by allowing himself to go somewhere else. And you
just
know what?
Just ask Major League superstar Fred McGriff.
I'm so impressed with the instructional videos by Coach Amansky that I've given them my full endorsement.
And the top of my head.
I do not want to be traded. I will keep my giant poofy hat. And, hey, the Kevin White stuff.
Yeah.
Some of these quotes. I mean, Zach's going to join us.
We
got to
call and see
bit.
If Kevin White's still alive.
Mike Glennon says he hasn't had a big opportunity to play. Once he gets out there, I think he's going to do a lot of good things.
When did he get hurt? What game did he get hurt in? Was it the Dallas game?
The Lions game in October.
Lions game. So John Fox says, we're just trying to make sure we get guys ready for camp. More precisely, game one against Atlanta. We're going to do everything necessary to make sure we get that done. Fox would not say if White would participate at all during the 3 weeks of OTAs. We're not going to get into that as far as who's in, who's out, of those types of things. Just understanding we're not lining up to play yet.
Where you guys want to go to dinner?
Yeah, remember.
Let's just figure it out now.
Let the record show.
Let's just do it now.
Jason went 11 touchdowns.
I'll concede
yards.
Right now, and then he'll get it. You know what I mean? But where you guys want to go to dinner?
Like, were you doing a radio bit?
No.
Like, what was your thought in actually thinking that?
Because Kevin White, when he came out of West Virginia, I thought Kevin White was going to be everything that Julio Jones was.
And how's that worked out?
And is. Well, obviously, it hasn't worked out well.
You know, this isn't the time for rubbing it in. He's trying to be cool about
it. No, that's fine. That's fine. This is Shep, though. He's got two speeds. So that's fine. I thought he was going to be that guy. And he didn't turn out to be that guy. Now, for the people who are texting, this would be Shep if he wasn't in the business. If Shep was still fanboy Shep. This from the 847. God, I hate Kevin White. Why do you hate Kevin White?
Why do you hate him?
He got hurt. Like,
leg broke.
This is the thing. Like, when people get into the Rose stuff or anybody that ever gets hurt, it's like, my God, I hate that guy. It's like, well, I don't think they wanted to get hurt.
Watch this. I'm going to sign a contract. I'm going to get hurt.
Hey, have you ever seen a guy's knee blow out? Watch this. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, you want a bust? All right, hold my beer. Well, let me show you something right here. Like, come on, man. The guy got hurt. And for the people who are, I already see it coming. For the people who are going to text about not earning money, when you get drafted into the NFL and they pay you, they are paying you on what you have accomplished so far in your career and hopefully what you will accomplish in the NFL. So he's earned every dollar of his paycheck. Don't be mad at Kevin White. It will not change your broke level.
And Glennon said that he's really eager to get back on the field. Okay.
Mike's got to worry about his own situation. I don't think Mike should be worried about Kevin White. I think he should be worrying about Mike Glennon, because if Mitchell Trubisky is throwing darts the way he was at the Panini draft card event, did you see that? He threw a ball through a tire 40 yards away. It was a wobbler, but it made it through the tire. If Mitchell Trubisky is going to step in there, and he's going to get his Russell Wilson on. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, Bears going to the Super Bowl.
This segment brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved with insurance treatment, maybe at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now, 800-430-4149. Zach Zaidman catches us up on the Bears next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks. Just our best price right up front. During Hyundai's Better Than Ever sales event, new 2017 Sonata SE, Grossinger's best price, only $15,800. Save over $9,000 on a new 2017 Santa Fe Sport. Now just $19,200. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot. And every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain protection in the Hyundai Assurance. Stop shopping. You always get our best price right up front. Like a new 2017 Elantra SE is just $12,700. Grossinger Hyundai in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago. And grossingerhyundainorth.com. That's grossingerhyundainorth.com. Stock number 870468, number 870639, and number 870271. Plus tax, title, license, and 172.15 dog fee expires at month end.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always is a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. And right now at Westfield Ford, get 0% APR financing for 72 months and a brand new 2017 Escape. Or save $5,062 off MSRP.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All four rebates incentive supply must qualify. Taxes and fees extra. Savings from MSRP. Example MSRP, $30,925. Based on $1,388 per thousand finance. See dealer for details. Offers expire 5/31/17.
At an MBA open house on June 6th at their Lake Forest campus.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago's sports radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, it's time for you to once again kind of be the face of the organization.
No, not at all. In fact, nothing in our structure changes. I have to do things this offseason culturally within our building that I think are necessary and are going to change a little bit.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on sports radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have three or four in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Today, if you're a White Sox fan, I know this is a tough thing for us to do, but today is the day where you do not have a gripe, you do not have something in your heart that says, I don't like this team for this reason. This is a terrific move. Smile, White Sox fan. Yes!
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero!
Or this?
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
529-17.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football or?
Right now he can. Zach Zaidman joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Think outside the oven. Try a Home Run In off the grill this summer. The Bears are in action at Hallis Hall. Zach Zaidman is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he is joining us to tell us what's what. What's happening, Zach?
All right. Had a chance to talk to Mike Glennon for the first time since the Bears drafted Mitchell Trubisky. And these are his first public comments about what the Bears did in that draft. And there was a running theme today. I put this montage together. Take a listen.
I think just like everyone here, I was surprised. That's bottom line. But it was made clear to me about 10 minutes after from a call from Ryan. And the next morning again, 2017 season is my year. So that's all I can worry about. I'm not worried about the future. I'm not worried about the past. I'm worried about the present, and right now this is my team. My focus is on right now getting better every day to get ready for the start of the season, because this year is my year, and I'm not going to worry about the future.
There's absolutely no reason to go hindsight, but even if I were to, I would still have came here. I mean, like I said, this is my year. There's no guarantees in the NFL. The majority of guys in the NFL are playing year to year. I'm here to prove myself that I can be the quarterback this year and going forward, but right now my focus is on winning games this year. Like I said, they brought me here to be the quarterback this year, and nothing has changed. So in my mind, I have to go out and play well, and I know that, and that's basically the bottom line. To me, I felt nothing but support, and everyone is on the same page. It's been clear in the building that this year is my year, and everyone's on board with that. I'm here, this is my year, and the meetings are geared around me. Now, am I going to help Mitch as much as I can? definitely. I'm going to be a great teammate, but my job is to win football games for Chicago Bears, and that's where my head's at.
So Mike Glennon, I don't know if you guys know
is this.
Is this
year his year?
He actually copyrighted 2017, so
he literally owns it.
Man.
He knows that he's a one and done with the coach, isn't he?
Pretty much. Unless... But I think it's a similar situation to what we saw a year ago in Philadelphia. I think that's what Ryan Pace is trying to duplicate here. Now, when he said that he still would have come here, even if he knew that the Bears were drafting Mitchell Trubisky, he had 18 million plus guaranteed reasons to sign that contract.
Get so that money.
And there is no guarantee that Trubisky is going to be the kind of quarterback that Ryan Pace thinks he can be.
Then everybody's so, fired.
You know, and then, exactly, there will be a new regime put in place to fix the problem. But
new GM, Doug Whaley.
Hmm.
No, that's not going to happen.
No?
No.
Yeah, this is not really looking or sounding all too good. Then he mentioned he lets it drop that Kevin White's still missing a foot, and then John Fox says, we're not going to get into any of that.
Well, let me play you a montage of all the questions that John Fox was asked today about Kevin White. And to put things in proper context, Mike Glennon talked today about how yesterday, day one of OTAs, not open to the media, that Kevin White made some really good plays yesterday and got everybody excited. But today was a different day. And here are all the questions that Bears head coach John Fox was peppered with in regards to Kevin White.
John, what's Kevin White's status right now?
We're just trying to make sure we get guys ready for camp. Even more precise for game one against Atlanta. So we're going to do anything necessary to make sure, we get that done.
Will he be on the field with you guys at all during OTAs?
Yeah, we're not really going to get much into that far as who's in, who's out, and those types of things. Just, understanding that, we're not lining up to play quite yet.
Given the lack of games that Kevin White has been able to play the last couple of years, do you understand why not seeing him out here today and then getting vague answers on his status might be viewed with skepticism?
I can't control what people think or feel, just that, he was injured last year. He did come off of surgery, and we've got about six or seven others of those. So it's, it's really the same as everybody else.
So he's not dealing with anything new?
No.
The real shame of it is that you're not helping out the kid.
Right.
There's already an enormous amount of pressure on the guy to perform because of what has not transpired over the last couple of years. And
what's not around him on the wide receiver core, too.
Yeah. That, to me, isn't as big of a deal as just this guy going out there and just performing, just playing, just being on the field where you feel as though he's a contributor, which he has not been in his 2 years since being the first draft pick of this regime. And if you held him out today because, it was raining and you're worried about the slick surface, then say that. If you have a special plan in place where he's not going to participate in every single off-season drill because you're preserving him for the long haul, say that. Although, again, that leads to other questions.
Yeah, what's not getting better?
Exactly. And you heard Fox say at the end there that there isn't a new injury, but he is coming off two traumatic leg surgeries in his first couple of years as an NFL player.
Why wouldn't you say that if you're John Fox? Or why wouldn't you address it truthfully outside of the regular football mumbo jumbo of being secretive?
Because
like what percentage is he playing here?
That's the way he's been since day one.
All right, if they don't have Kevin White or if they've got something less than what they expect Kevin White to be.
They already got a bad roster with
him. Right, exactly. And it's the Cameron Meredith show, Josh Bellamy.
Deontay Thompson, what are we doing here?
Doesn't help your quarterbacks out. So basically...
It's his year.
And by the way... exactly. Speaking of Deontay Thompson, were several Bears that we didn't see.
I don't
see.
Like sentences that start... Speaking of Deontay Thompson...
Hey, you mentioned him. We did not see him out there today. Didn't see Hronis Grassou. Didn't see Willie Young. Didn't see Zach Miller. Didn't see Danny Trevathan. And John Fox did say that Josh Sitton did not participate in today's practice during his press conference. So didn't see Kyle Long. There are a number of players that are either recovering for stuff. And remember, it is voluntary, so maybe some guys aren't there, but usually almost everyone is, unless they're injured or have some contractual issue that they're dealing with. So there you go. But in terms of the receiving core, as of right now, you've got Cameron Meredith coming out of that breakout season a year ago. You've got Marcus Wheaton, who they signed from Pittsburgh, who was very effective prior to his injuries in Pittsburgh, which is one of the reasons he became available on the free agent market. And then there's Kendall Wright, who has a history with Dow Loggins from their days in Tennessee, but he's never lived up to the expectations when the Titans made him a high draft pick back in the day.
All right, Zach, very, very quickly, if you have a nugget or a tidbit for us, it would be appreciated.
Roy Robertson-Harris is a 6'7 second-year man out of UTEP. Did not play last season, but he was a linebacker a year ago. He's being moved to the defensive line, and Sam Acho has a new uniform number. He goes from 49 to number 93, Will Sutton's old number. Sutton now with the Vikings.
Zach, thank you.
See you guys.
That is Zach Zaidman, brought to you by Subway Restaurants. Go Mediterranean at your local Subway restaurant. Try a toasty flatbread or chopped salad, topped with steak or chicken, feta cheese, and a creamy tzatziki sauce. Limited time only at participating restaurants. We got a guest coming up in about 20 minutes, a guy named Sam Walker, who's written a real cool thing about some of the great teams of all time. We'll set that up with some discussion of that after an update on Bernstein and Goff and The Score.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now to join 670 The Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins broadcasting live 9 a.m. to 1 from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse as they host Wilson Contreras and Kyle Hendricks for the first luncheon of the Cubs On Deck series on June 7th, presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Tickets are going fast now at 670thescore.com/ondeck. Get your...
Shop Lowe's and save big during our Memorial Day savings event. You'll find great deals, like up to 30% off select appliance special values. That's up to 30% off some of the best brand name appliances to finally help make that dream kitchen come true. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Valid May 18, 2017 through June 7, 2017. U.S. only. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Welcome to Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. Right now, we're featuring two exceptional vehicles, the new Land Rover Discovery Sport and the new Range Rover Evoque. Both remarkable vehicles, now even more attractive, with special offers during our spectacular May sales event. Maybe you'll pick the Discovery Sport. Great choice. You'll love its effortless performance, versatility, and its aerodynamic British design. And it's available in 5+2 seating. Or choose the new stunning Range Rover Evoque. This baby is a real head-turner, loaded with innovations and Range Rover DNA. Built to go anywhere life takes you. Available in coupe, five-door, and are you ready? A convertible. The Land Rover Discovery Sport and the Range Rover Evoque. Pick your favorite during our spectacular May sales event at Knaus Land Rover Lake Bluff. LandRoverLakeBluff.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
Real.
Now they're trying to pin the ISIS gunmen down.
Honest.
Is it true that there may be 20 people alive buried in the back?
Essential.
This is high tide. Clearly, it is the flooding that's going to be the problem for the people here.
Real news every evening.
We'll begin tonight with breaking news.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Weeknight.